Good morning. As some of you may know, last Sunday night was the 87th Academy Awards ceremony. And I don't know how many of you actually tuned in to watch the Oscars, but as always, there were a few surprises. Eddie Redmayne, the actor who portrayed the life of Stephen Hawking, beat out Michael Keaton for Best Actor. Birdman took home the Oscars for Best Director and Best Picture. And Lady Gaga, the bizarre musical artist, surprised everyone by singing a medley from The Sound of Music, recognizing its 50th anniversary. But what really brought the house down, what brought tears to people's eyes, and what brought celebrities to their feet was the stirring musical performance from the movie Selma. And if you haven't seen Selma, I would actually commend that to you. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. story that captures the marches from Selma, Alabama, to the state capitol in Montgomery. And ironically, the title of this Oscar-winning song is not Suffering in Selma, but it is Glory. Now think about that for a moment. That march in Selma, along with the overall struggle for civil rights in this country, was filled with all kinds of heartache and sacrifice. And yet the song is all about glory. And this got me to thinking about why the songwriters would focus on glory in the midst of this horrible situation. And I think part of the reason is because they know the truth that deep down inside most of us know. That we find and experience glory not when we achieve great things through our own power and strength, but ironically in those moments when we surrender our lives in order to serve and help those in need. I imagine most of us here this morning have had those kinds of experiences, times when we have allowed ourselves to become vulnerable to the needs of those around us, giving ourselves in love to others. And each time we get out of our way and focus not just on what we want, but on what the world needs, we find ourselves coming alive and experiencing God's glory in a very real and powerful way. I think this is part of what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel lesson. When he invites his disciples and you and me today to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and to follow him, remembering that those who are willing to lose their life for his sake, for the sake of love, will end up saving it. Now, we have to be careful with these powerful words, because unfortunately, today's gospel has been used by some as ammunition to beat ourselves up, to view ourselves as doormats, as unworthy of love and self-respect. But that's not what Jesus is talking about at all. Jesus is talking about giving ourselves in love, which is very different from being taken advantage of. And that giving of ourselves in love almost always carries with it some sort of denial, some sort of sacrifice. For example, if you've ever been married, you know this to be the case. In order for a marriage to work and to be healthy, there has to be sacrifice. There has to be some sort of give and take. I like to joke with my wife that the key to our 7.5 years of marriage is all about compromise. How I admit when I'm wrong, and in return, she agrees with me. But I think parents are the prime example of this kind of sacrificial love, aren't they? As a new parent myself, I can tell you that I've lost many hours of sleep, and I know this is just the tip of the iceberg, that there are many more sacrifices to come. But when you think about it, this really applies to all genuine relationships, doesn't it? This applies to us as family members, as friends, as co-workers, as neighbors. And each time we sacrifice a want of our own In order to satisfy a need of someone else, we experience this kind of glory. Unfortunately, I think many of us tend to forget this, or at least bury it deep inside, because everything around us tells us the exact opposite. That the only thing that will bring us satisfaction and contentment in this life is looking out for ourselves, making sure to satisfy our own needs, our own wants, and our own desires. And then if there's anything left over, we can pass that along to others. This is especially true in the world of advertisement, where billions of dollars are spent on messages all designed to make us feel inadequate and incomplete. They tell us that we don't have enough, that we need more. And with the right purchases, we can finally achieve this sense of contentment. Or if nothing else, at least feel better about ourselves. But the idea that more will make us happy finds its flaw in that old joke. Who is more content, the man with $1 million or the man with 12 children? And the correct answer is the man with 12 children, because he doesn't want any more. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with buying and enjoying things. But as we know, more is not the answer. More is not going to make us feel whole and content. More is not going to make us feel accepted and loved. And so Jesus reminds us in today's gospel not to get so caught up in worldly things, but to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow him. Remembering that those who are willing to lose their life for his sake, for the sake of love, will end up saving it. Now, this is the last thing that Jesus' disciples were expecting to hear. Like us, they were products of their environment. Like us, they bought into the lie that the key to a successful and glorious life is found in power and strength, not in vulnerability and love. And so when Jesus describes his greatest act of all by giving his life for them and for the world, all they can do is object. They throw up their hands and say, "This is not right. This is not the way it's supposed to be." But despite their protest, Jesus continues his journey of sacrificial love by loving his disciples even when they doubt, by loving them even when they deny him, and by loving them even when they abandon him at the cross. In the end, God takes what looks like weakness to the world and demonstrates his great power. In the end, God takes what looks like disgrace and reveals it as glory. Today, I would encourage all of us to remember and to reclaim this truth. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be something dramatic and grandiose. As Mother Teresa once said, we cannot do great things on this earth. We can only do small things with great love. In other words, denying ourselves and losing our lives for the gospel's sake can be something as simple as visiting someone who is lonely, listening to someone who is hurting, praying for someone who is suffering. Essentially doing anything that takes the spotlight off of us and shines it on someone in need. And when we do this, we experience the kind of glory that only comes from sacrificial love. So today, may we remember and with God's grace live out this truth that Jesus shares. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Today, may we remember the good news that Jesus came to us not just to share these words, but to actually live them out by giving himself out of love for you and for me and for the entire world. And that is a glorious thing. Amen.